listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Farming Your Career Podcast with host Dr. Aaron L. Albert, where we explore a variety of healthcare and pharmacy-related topics, including career development, healthcare IT, informatics, innovation, entrepreneurship, STEM, women's issues, and more. Farming Your Career Podcast is part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron L. Albert.
Welcome to Farming Your Career. I'm Aaron Albert. And this week, we conclude our mini-series on How I Rx Roll, not so much about what you're doing as a professional in healthcare, but how you're doing it. And this week, my last guest for this episode mini-series is, drumroll, myself, actually. I was really intrigued by all the answers and responses from folks, and I wanted to kind of share my new role and my new role going into 2019 as the last person to go forward on this mini-series. And by the way, thanks to all our previous guests on the mini-series and for all our guests with Farming Your Career in 2018. It has been a whirlwind year. We almost produced 30 episodes for this year for the Pharmacy Podcast Network. So it's been a tremendous honor to bring all kinds of different career varieties and iterations to you all. So thanks for listening and being loyal listeners. So with this, the How I Rx Roll has a basic question bank that I'll roll through really quickly here as well. And what I'm most excited to share about with you for 2019, as I record this on the last day of 2018, is that my own day job variety will be changing as of 1/1/2019. So you're some of the first to hear of the big new official change. So I always like to start with the same question. How did you get to where you are today in your career? But I'm going to go ahead and mash that up with the location and current day job questions for you to start off. And so my current role is serving as Senior Director of Education with the American Society of Consultant Pharmacists, ASCP. We're all about senior care pharmacy. So whether that's a pharmacist that works in community practice with seniors, all the way through to long-term care, entrepreneurs, those who work in physicians' offices, as long as they're working with senior care patients, we're working with them. And so it's my job to oversee not only the continuing education program for ASCP, but as well start some new programming, which is exciting for us in 2019, and then also oversee our board-certified geriatric pharmacy recertification credits. So all of that happens over at ASCP. The really interesting part is I also super commute. So our headquarter office internationally is in Alexandria, Virginia, right across the river from DC. And I super commute. So I work from Indianapolis here in the Midwest, and you can find me several weeks over at our Alexandria office or flying nationally or internationally in some cases to other meetings. So I love that. That I'm traveling again, which is exciting. And then I also have a lot of side hustles, and we've talked in several different episodes, of which I'll link to this episode, about having a side hustle. And right now, my side hustles are the following. I write for Pharmacy Careers, which is part of Pharmacy Times. I podcast here at the Podcast Network, obviously. I am also an entrepreneur and author, so I wrote my 13th book in 2018 on single women entrepreneurs. We also had some episodes here about that book and that book series, actually. And of course, I'm planning ahead to 2019 and what I'd like to write and publish. And then in 2019, starting January 1st, very excited about this, I am returning to Butler University in a special partnership with ASCP and Butler to focus on career development for pharmacy students, to precept pharmacy students, both out of our Washington, D.C. office, as well as here locally in the Midwest. And then I'm also going to be teaching and putting together some mentoring programs at Butler. But what's really unique about this is I've yet to see anyone else who has formally done a partnership between a national/international association and a college of pharmacy. I've seen it done in state associations, but I've never seen it done on the national and international level. So it's a tremendous honor to kind of be a guinea pig in this. Super excited and very thankful to both my bosses, for lack of a better term, Chad Wurz, the CEO of ASCP, for putting this together, along with Dr. Julie Kaler, who's an associate dean at Butler University. So I'm excited to share with you over the course of the coming year what that partnership will look like as time goes on. So that's kind of my day job mix, both now and in 2019. My current mobile device for the technical questions, I am definitely an Apple girl. So I have an iPhone 7 Plus, which I guess is a little dated now, but the reason I bought it is it has an amazing two-lens camera. So when I'm out and about, I can take amazing pictures because I need all the help I can get in that department. I am a MacBook Pro girl as well. I have three different MacBooks that I rotate. One is for the day job and two are my own. Obviously, I do a lot of writing and recording and work on those two laptops of my own here. But I've been a Mac person now for, geez, decades maybe. So what's the saying? Once you have Mac, you never go back. And I'll just leave it with that. One word that describes my work style. I thought about get or done, but that's technically not one word. So I'm going to pick the word done. I like things done. And not necessarily perfect either, because I think perfect truly is the enemy of good. So sometimes things just need to get done and they might be good, but they definitely aren't perfect. There is no perfection anyway. My personal hashtag, I don't know. I wear so many different hats and have so many different roles. I don't know if I could pick just one hashtag, maybe multipassional. And that's one of the books that I wrote about these people that have several or simultaneous career paths going on all at once. That might be a good personal hashtag for me. Okay, the next question is take us through a recent workday. So it's been interesting because we've all been on holiday this last week or so, but the last workday, so I usually get up between 7 and 7:30 in the morning. It's my favorite time of morning to read, meditate, think through my day, think about the frog eating items that I need to get done that day, which are usually the messiest, biggest projects that I'm really not excited about getting done, but I need to get done. So that first hour, hour and a half of the morning, I like to read and sit down and think. That actually leads me to one of my next questions on what one of my favorite apps is, but I'll save it for that. Once I get done reading, I head to my office between 8:30 and 9 in the morning. I try to grind out that frog eating project of the day, the biggest, gnarliest thing that I need to get done. I will roll into email, check it to see if there's anything urgent or, you know, big topics that I need to tackle for the day. I also actually review my calendars 2 weeks ahead on Sundays, but I can answer that question here in a subsequent question as well. I also kind of plan out my day, think about, you know, what conferences I need to have, what things I need to get done. Is there something coming? I literally pull out my physical, I have a small physical calendar for major work events, and I actually work through that a little bit on each project every day, believe it or not. So right now I'm kind of focused on the first 6 months of 2019 and looking sequentially at what all is coming and how to kind of plan for it. Because I am of the ilk that you have to do a little bit every day on major milestones and projects. I usually end my day around 4, 4:30, 5, sometimes later if there's conference calls. I tend to have dinner then. I do take a lunch break at 11:30 every day, or try to. In the summertime, I try to exercise, go out for a walk. I'm a big fan of walks because they clear your head. In the wintertime, I have to get on the treadmill, which I'm less excited about, but I need to get back to. And then in the evening, I tend to read books. I've kind of slipped over the holiday and done a lot of binging on television, which I should not do and I need to get away from. But I think other projects will take me away from that in the new year. So that's kind of it. I typically get 8 plus hours of sleep a night. I am a huge fan of getting rest. I never generally had a problem with sleeping. So really important. So that's a typical day for me. Sometimes, you know, if I have to travel, the wrench gets thrown in all of that and I have to succumb to whatever the day brings. For example, mid-year was something we recently did. Okay, next question. What apps, gadgets, and platforms can't you live without? Okay, so I mentioned or alluded to this before, and I've talked about this several times on the podcast, but I am the biggest fan of Flipboard. And I use the Flipboard app on my iPad, not my iPhone, because it renders a little bit differently on both. What I love about Flipboard is that it aggregates several newspapers and magazines all in one app. So first thing in the morning when I get my coffee, I go out to my sun porch, I take my iPad with me, and I literally flip through Flipboard. So there's several magazines and newspapers that I read on a regular basis, most of which are aggregated through Flipboard. Of course, some have paywalls and things like that, like the Wall Street Journal, for example, but I still like to read the headlines and I like to know what's going on first thing in the morning. So huge, huge, huge fan of Flipboard. I'm also a big fan of Google Calendar. I use that. Robinhood was kind of one of my newer apps that I was enchanted with in 2018. That is a finance and kind of trading platform, and I am certainly not a finance geek, but I like the simplicity of the app, so I'm experimenting more with that in 2019. And then, of course, last but not least, LinkedIn. I'm a huge fan of because it helps me so much in identifying speakers for my day job, people that are talking about the future of pharmacy practice, etc. I use it pretty religiously now for my day job. The desk and office setup. So at home here, I have an upstairs that's fully personal office space. So it has a huge closet in it that I store all my office goodies in. I also have a full bathroom upstairs here in my office space. And then last but not least, I have an L-shaped desk. I have a couple of filing cabinets, and my work desk actually faces my wall of fame. And I've talked about that here several times before as well. So I have a full wall from floor to ceiling of nothing but travel ephemera, thank you cards, things that have inspired me over the past several years. And I'll be sure to have a picture of it linked here in show notes too, so you can take a look at it. And some people, they get a little overwhelmed by it, but I actually love it. So when I need a break or something's frustrating me or I'm not getting the results I need on something, I'll just walk away from my desk and go over to the Wall of Fame and start looking at the cute little memes that I have on the wall or something funny or something that inspired me at one point, and I feel better about it. It's better than staring at a blank wall, in my opinion. So that's kind of my office setup. I've had to reconfigure it a little bit with the day job in that I have a workstation for the day job, and then I have my personal workstation on the other side of my L-shaped desk. What's your best life or work shortcut? Okay, so this is regarding my calendaring. It was something that I experimented a little bit with in 2018, and I'm going to carry into 2019. So on Sundays, what I love to do at some point in the afternoon is look at my calendar out for 2 weeks. And I want to see, are there any anomalies there, any unusual travel there that I need to make sure that I have all my paperwork around? Is there anything coming up that I still need to get answers on so I don't get blindsided very quickly? And why I like doing that on Sunday is it kind of helps me mentally plan ahead in smaller chunks than just out for 6 months. So if you can kind of plan, you know, out, I think a little bit longer than just a week too, it's helpful. So we have a lot of webinars, for example, with the day job. And so there's a checklist that I need to go through for different types of webinars. If there's a webinar coming in that second week, I need to be aware of it this week so I can complete all the paperwork around it. So I'm a big fan of making sure that you're checking your calendar, not too far out, but then not too close in as well. So that's kind of one of my unusual practices that I'll be carrying into 2019. how do you keep track of everything that you do? Well, again, I think that goes to Google Calendar. It's the 2-week outlook. I'm a big fan of that. It'll be interesting to see in 2019 how it works with the Butler experience, because it'll probably depend on when I'm teaching how I compartmentalize my work there. So TBD on that. I'm not really sure how that's going to work yet. How do you know if you're burned out? Oh, this is a great question. So for me, I physically get ill. I just had a terrible cold. I'm pretty sure it might have been even an RSV virus instead. But it knocked me out flat on my butt for about 2 weeks. And I'm still not completely over it, but I know when I'm getting burned out and it manifests for me physically. I just get ill. So how do I recharge? Big fan of rest. I love reading books too. And I've noticed that, you know, the more that I'm on social media, the faster our news cycle is, the harder it is for me to read a book cover to cover. Talked about that a little bit on the social media radio show that I did recently here in the Indianapolis area with my friend Abdul Hakim Shabazz. We talked about how our attention and our spans of attention are decreasing. So I'm working on that for 2019 as well. I'm going to keep a log of what new things I learned each and every day for 365 days in a row, just so I can mentally kind of retain all the cool things that I'm learning. I think that's really, really important for me, for recharge. What's been your favorite side or passion project? Wow. I have a couple of those, actually. In 2018, we continued the Social Media Dames Unconference series here. It's a live event for most of a day that we put on to help women learn how to utilize social media platforms to tell their stories or share their stories. So it's a lot of fun. In 2018, we also added men speakers to the mix. So that was an interesting new twist. I've loved that project, done it for the last 5 years. I don't know moving forward if we'll be doing it in 2019 as it was, but it's been a lot of fun and a way for me to help with adult education in new ways. The other big project that I've loved and will be working on again here soon is the STEM Princess Project. I wrote a book trilogy for girls and boys to learn more about STEM careers, and I hope to expand that here in the new year as well. So both of those projects, and you can see hashtag SM Dames. You can go to hashtag STEM Princess to see kind of the pattern of cool stuff that I've had the privilege of being part of around those projects. What books or podcasts are you reading or listening to right now? Candidly, now that I super commute and work from home, I don't really listen to that many podcasts anymore, believe it or not. And I used to be a huge fan of those on my work commute, both to and from work. But now that I don't have to do that, I'm not really listening to as many podcasts. Maybe I need to do that more on the treadmill. We'll see if that happens for 2019. In terms of books, I have a huge stack of them on my nightstand right now. I went to and loaded up at the library before the holiday. I'm reading Seth Godin's new book on marketing. The Longevity Economy is a good one. And candidly, I am trying to leave mini reviews of books over at my Instagram profile. So if you go to @AaronAlbert, you can just like me over there. It's a public profile, and you can see some mini assessments of different books that I've read over time. And I'm going to try to do that more religiously in 2019 as well, because I read a lot of books. And if there's something that's really that catches my mind in a book, because books are hundreds of pages, but if there's one or two sticky points, I try to store them over at Instagram and share them, because that's the way I learn, by sharing. And then my last question, who else alive would you like to see answer these questions? Wow. You know, all the guests thus far have really given some great answers here. I would say I would most want to hear by or from Angela Merkel, who is the Chancellor of Germany. She's taken some heat recently, but she is somebody whom I admire. She's, you know, what one of the few women that gets to go to the G7. She's not afraid to mix it up with the boys' club. So I really appreciate her and would love to hear how she handles a lot of her workload. The other person that I really deeply admire is Condoleezza Rice. I would love to hear her answer these questions. She's had a life in politics without running for office, which I find fascinating. And then she's also served in academia in several capacities. So I would love to hear what her thoughts are on how she rolls through her day. So those are the questions that I had. Thank you for letting me participate in this series too. I know a lot of you reached out and you really wanted to be a part of it. I promise to, in the future, return to this topic because, most importantly, I think pharmacy practice is changing in this country. And we have to pay attention not only to the work, but how we're working and how it's working for us in terms of our lives, not just our careers. Because we're people. We have lives and we have careers. So you can't look at one without looking at the other. So thank you very much for listening throughout the year and years while I've been serving as a host on Farming Your Career and through the Pharmacy Podcast Network. We'll see what 2019 brings all of us, and I wish you and yours a very happy and safe 2019. Until next time, take care. This is Erin Albert. You can find me over at Twitter at Erin L. Albert, or you can find our podcast channel at Twitter as well at Farming Careers. Take care. Thanks for listening to another episode of How I RX Roll on Farming Your Career. I'm Erin Albert. Pharmacists, are you planning ahead for 2019 and your travel and meetings budget's been cut? Also, are you thinking ahead for a certification to set yourself apart from the crowd, but you don't know where to start? If so, head on over to my website, erinalbert.com, and click on Digital Downloads. I've got two amazing products for you to get started. First and foremost, I've updated the 2019 certifications in healthcare and pharmacy list. This list is now over 225 different certifications that individuals can earn in healthcare and pharmacy. Everything from healthcare IT to different therapeutic areas, board certifications, of course, and certificate programs. Also at the Digital Downloads page, you can check out the 2019 Pharmacy Meetings and Organizations list. This helped me immensely in planning ahead to which meetings and conventions I had both time and money to attend. So start with these, or consider starting with these two lists and help plan ahead for a maximized 2019. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Farming Your Career podcast, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. If you have ideas or comments for Erin, be sure to contact her through Twitter. Follow her at Erin L. Albert. And remember to keep your career growing.